Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Welcome to the anniversary, the 50th Poofcast. I mean, it's not actually the 50th because there's been like weird random ones that don't count in the. But, you know, it's number 50. Yeah, it's
by the sounds of things, putting the rank in Rank Arena.
Yes.
2010.
I'm doing a different fanfare. I've got heaps of them.
That's better.
It's the same one with a better orchestra. Which,
that's the same one, but a little bit more Muppet Show.
Yeah. I hereby declare the Poofcast open. By smashing this bottle of champagne into my guts.
No!
Suffer. Who's drunk now?
Hey. This is the fabulous Richard. Outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hooray.
And the unpunctual Toby Sullivan.
These are not the droids I'm looking for.
It's time for our big 50th Poofcast.
Yay.
We are celebrating by doing nothing different than normal.
It's no. Poofcast 5.0.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like our 50th podcast, which, you know, over all this time we've included probably about 3 episodes of original jokes.
Yeah. Let's not talk about your jokes, Scott.
Oh, it's going very well, I think.
Look over there.
Okay.
All 3 of these men are gay.
Podcast.
Scott, you've got a revelation.
I do.
You've joined the club.
Well, hell has officially frozen over.
And your ass is scabbed up?
No.
Now having sex with Scott is like having sex with a virgin all over again.
Exactly. It's like you have to. It's like pushing your way through a Weet-Bix.
Stop it with your Weet-Bix up the arse.
That's why I always pour hot milk on it for a few minutes before.
No,
it's true. Well, hell has frozen over. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. I have a boyfriend.
What?
I know.
My boyfriend. Do you mean a touch football team?
No, that's just a date. But no, I actually have a boyfriend. Like we've used the L word.
We're
in love. We're together. It's all going on.
Circuit's going to go out of business.
I know.
Well, is it? Is this because they're now charging to get upstairs at your local?
Yeah,
root club.
Exactly. It's just cheaper to commit.
So, who's the lucky girl?
Well, it's actually my friend. We have got my friend.
Does
Jen.
He know you're going out?
Yes, he does. Yes. But we've been friends for about 2 years.
Stop saying friends like it's inverted commas. We've been
friends. Well, he's black, so you know we don't. I try not to be seen in public with him. I love him. But yes,
the worm has turned.
You did have sex when you were friends?
A couple of times. It was just kind of you know.
Was it any good?
Around. Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Is that why you stayed friends with him in case he gave you another one?
Just in case. Yeah, I'm just hanging.
I got another one up the hallway.
Always carry a spare.
The weird thing was.
Yes, go on.
Well, the weird thing was that people kind of noticed a change between us before we did. Like a couple of friends independently said, "What's going on with you and Sir Jen?" And I was like, "What? Why? Nothing. Why? So are you rooting or something?" No, like
they could tell
there was a bit of a change of energy between us.
Is that because you had his cock in your mouth when you were having conversations?
Well, yeah. When they said, "What's going on between you and Sir Jen?"
What's going on between us? Nothing. There's no room.
But I'll tell you how it happened.
Because when I've known friends that have got together, they've been smashed.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of smashed. There was this obvious shift between us.
What do you mean? You were kind of smashed. You're smashed every night of the week.
I'm smashed now.
I know.
There is no boyfriend. I'm just making this shit up.
We should, can we get one of those little trees to hang around his neck that they have in cabs?
A fur orange.
Yeah, just because it'll be better than whatever it was he was drinking last night.
Oh, God.
Tell us the story.
Well, we were kind of out one night, and there was this, we were at Circuit, and this guy was talking to us.
It's a bar in Melbourne. For
yes, he's a bar. And there was this guy talking to us, and he was just really annoying. It wouldn't go away.
Right.
And the only thing that would make him go away, which we have employed this technique a couple of times before, is to just lean in and start making out.
Right. So he started going out of spite.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Scott Jr., your father and I met as a diversionary tactic.
Because someone was shitting us. And rather than leave the nightclub we were at and go somewhere where there were interesting people who weren't going to annoy us,
we decided to get married.
Oh my God.
But we did this patch thing, this diversionary tactic, and we just kind of kept doing it. It was different and then it kind
you
of
felt
led
a stirring somewhere other than your anus.
Yes. Well, that's just the polyps.
And how has it been like? Is it weird?
There must be
moments when it's really weird.
Well, it was weird early on. Like, we would be in bed together and we'd just kind of look at each other and go, but what are we doing?
Shit.
Like, oh, it's kind of, we couldn't look each other in the eye as we were, well, you know, generally I was facing away, but we had a bit of trouble looking each other
in the eye. Looking you in the brown eye.
That's right. But it's actually really great because we know each other really well. We trust each other. I know he's not going to turn out to be some psycho
sort of filter through all that bullshit.
Yeah, and
quite
so
quickly,
it means that the whole boyfriend thing has, once it started, happened quite quickly.
Are you worried about the, like, if it something goes wrong, that the boyfriend thing also ends the friend thing?
Yeah, look, that is a worry, but it's
like you lose two people out of your life.
Yeah, it's a
that's
risk.
It's happened to you before. You've got to be careful.
This is very true. But it's a risk that I'm willing to take.
Oh, you're in love.
I know, I'm in love. It's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Risk is willing
to take.
But it was only kind of a few weeks before we actually said the L word to each other and all that.
Well, you said the L word.
I know.
Why are you talking about lesbians? That's going to give you a soft.
Well, you've had 2 years of foreplay. So
well, exactly. Well, we were friends, so we already loved each other.
Yeah.
So it was just a short step to go that extra little bit. But I think this sort of thing happens a lot. I think a lot of people hook up with friends.
I hooked up with a friend once, someone I'd known since I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
Mm.
And yeah, it was...
Didn't work out with her.
It did not work out. But you know what? It got to this point where I started getting shitty at him for things you get shitty at your boyfriend at. And I'm like, it wouldn't worry me if it was my friend. I'd just go, oh, what a dickhead. He does that all the time.
Yeah.
But because you know, my boyfriend of, you know, maybe 2 weeks at this point, I was just like, what are you doing? Listen to me. I sound like one of those annoying girls at IKEA. Yeah. Why did you measure it before we left the house?
God, what are you doing masturbating into a tea towel?
We're due at Angela's.
You know, you hear that straight woman noise?
Yes.
Wherever you go, what are you doing?
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
It's it's when you start using phrases like, and what time do you call this? That you need to start to back off.
So, yeah, I got to that. And
did you stay friends when it didn't work?
Yeah, we stayed friends.
Yeah, yeah. I hooked up with a friend and it just wasn't as fun as being friends.
Yeah.
Like, it was much more, like, because we would knock about and get drunk and, you know, and mischief make and what have you. And then all of a sudden when you had to be intimate at the end of that, it's just really icky.
Yeah.
Also, they were a terrible lay.
I'm guessing you're not still friends?
No, really good friends.
Oh. All right.
Great buddies. And we never speak of that time.
Right.
Oh.
Wow.
That was 6 weeks that never happened.
I've got a bunch of friends who we only became friends after we had sex once.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of like, this sex is no good, but let's hang out.
Yeah.
And now we're good friends. I don't think I would know Wes if it wasn't for that. Anyway.
Wow. I don't think Wes would know anyone if it wasn't for that.
Wasn't for him trying to rub his jelly bean on everyone.
Oh.
Well, gosh, that's exciting.
Well, yes, I have a boyfriend.
And are friends of friends weird about it? Or are they cool?
No, pretty good. Like, everyone, all of sort of friends of friends have gone, well, duh.
Yeah,
like,
right.
So, like, you know, a number of people have said, well, it's about time you fucking realised.
Yeah, right.
That, you know,
that's a good sign.
Something going on, and you know, people have gone, well, that makes perfect sense, of course. Yeah, so it's kind of, there's nothing bad about it.
Now,
it's just,
can I, is this something I should ask away from the recording?
I don't know. Oh. What is it?
What
Sir,
about
stand by for the awkward jump cut?
Oh, here we go.
What about the promiscuity that you both are very fond of?
Yes. Well, we've had that discussion. We actually had the, like, within the space of 24 hours, we actually used the word boyfriend for the first time,
right,
said the L word, and had the monotony discussion.
Fuck, it's like you've got a terminal disease. You know, let's no, punch this out. Yeah,
you
let's
know,
go.
It's actually called monogamy.
No, it's not. No.
I don't know if that was Freudian or not.
No, we've had that discussion. And
you've had the discussion?
Yes.
Has there been a resolution?
There has been a resolution.
Has it been passed through to the Senate?
Bob Brown's on it.
So I've heard.
Yeah. No, it's been sorted out and it's all good. But this is the weird, weird thing. At the moment, at least, gird your loins, fellas. I don't want to have sex with anyone else.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm so into, like, you know, that's clearly going to change. But at the moment, I'm so into him that I just,
oh my God.
I don't know. I'm as confused about this as you are, because this is full on. But
so
we have had the discussion.
If anyone is getting up you at the Mars Bar in Adelaide,
right,
they should know that they're allowed to, but you won't love the Mars.
No, there'll be no spooning, but there's not much room in those cubicles.
Someone has kidnapped Blanche from the Golden Girls and replaced her with Lila from Friday Night Lights. This is, what has happened?
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm convinced. Oh, I've had lots of changes. But in answer to your question, we have had the monogamy discussion, and it's all fine. And he basically said, well, of course, I wouldn't expect, I wouldn't love you if it weren't you. So, of course, we're, you know, that's, there are rules. We have rules, and it's all about honesty.
No shoes inside the house.
That's right. Yes.
If you cook it, you clean it. Yes. These are the sort of rules you're talking about.
Exactly. Yes. But it's all kind of
based. No one who looks like me.
No.
Or alternately, only people who look like me.
Ah, yes.
That works both ways.
Yeah, that's creepy. But it's based on kind of honesty and openness and, you know.
Oh, that sounds all fun.
I know. It's just, what's happened to me? I was like, fucking, I was, not that long ago. I was
Toby,
just getting it up the date left, right, and fucking Santa.
We're going to have a discussion about how long he stays in this show, because we need someone to be the root rat.
Oh, God.
We need someone to be the butt.
We're going to have to create a fictional character. We're going to have to, like, you know, in Student, when they introduce, like, the dog or the...
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, no, our cousin from out of town is coming to stay.
Yeah, oh, God, talking poofies jumped the shark.
Scott's in a relationship. This thing's shit.
Yeah,
I liked it much better when he was the Guatemalan sinkhole.
Well, look, let's be perfectly honest. I've got enough stories to last.
You can post.
Until about the year 40,000.
And you know what? We should get Nate Velvo back in. He's a slut.
He is a slut.
All right. Well, that's good to hear.
It is good to hear. Hi, Surgeon. He hasn't actually listened to the Poofcast.
Surgeon hasn't listened.
Surgeon hasn't
listened. I'd keep that up if I were you.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yes. I'll block his IP address.
Yeah, great. Fun. Okay, fine. Yeah.
I don't want to talk to these cocksuckers, but you have to. Poofcast.
All right, it's time for the interrogation.
Who we got?
We have got one of Australia's most finest comedians.
Yes. Most funnierest.
Most funniest. I hate the word comedian, so I have to include it in very bad grammar.
Right.
Yeah, very
okay, good.
Anyway, lady, funny lady.
Yeah.
You might have seen her on the Can of Worms or heard her on the radio, maybe if you lived in Brisbane or in Melbourne or various other places. It is the gorgeous George McEncroy.
Yay.
How are you, darling?
I'm very well. A little bit hung, a little bit dusty.
Oh, so you know how Scott feels every day.
Yes, I think I've got a bit of insight into Scott, because it is the first time I've ever had a hangover.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Well, you are the mother of 12.
Yes. 4 is the new 12.
4 is the new...
Yeah.
Well, you know, I exaggerate everything, especially people's number of children.
Yes.
Oh, the little darling.
Oh, see, this is gay world. Like, we exaggerate our cock size, and if we had kids, we would say that too. Yeah, I've got 18 children.
And they've got massive cocks.
And how many came out sideways? That's the thing to ask.
Did you have one come out sideways?
No.
Oh,
no, mine arrived like little fairy dust on my pillow.
All right.
Yeah. It's the same way that my poo gets removed. You know?
just evaporates. Just,
yeah. It does. Yep. It's remarkable. Really. It's one of those little secrets we ladies don't share very often. No. That's why we don't fart or poo.
That's what I think happens at Toby's house. I don't think he and Peter shit.
No.
If you did, they'd just be little tiny pellets. Find behind the curtain.
A little man comes and surgically removes it when we're asleep.
Yes.
That's right. Effortless.
There's no need to deal with that unpleasantness.
No, none of that nonsense. He's paid for higher things.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's head on into the interrogation.
Mm. Hit me.
Question number one. We're going to go hardcore because okay. You've been so, you know, polite and nice about the poo.
Yep. Yeah, you peaked early, George.
I did. Damn my scatological humour.
Cock shot or face pick?
Look. A face pick. Face pick every time.
Face pick?
The cock shot, I don't get it.
You don't?
I don't get it. I've never really understood it. I'd be going for the face every time.
Yeah, really? Right. So you're a bit of a romantic. You look for the person, not the equipment.
Not the instrument of darkness, as I like to call it.
All right.
I guess when you've had four kids, there is a reason to call it the instrument of darkness.
Yeah. Well, I think they should. There's an amalgam where you have a penis with a face drawn on it. A little look of surprise, perhaps.
That is a busy day at kindergarten.
Yeah.
Now, that's a picture I'm keeping on my phone.
Like, I thought Ben Cousins' such as life tattoo was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen. Apparently not. Apparently not.
No, I think that's nice. Or penis is dipped in some sort of paint and then, you know, splodged on a paper.
Also, like a cock print.
Cock print. Cock art. I think there's a whole area that's unexplored here.
You know what would be terrifying is Bette Midler's face down there. Then you know you're having sex with Wes Snelling. Now, next question. Is there a gaybo or a lesbian that makes you so angry you think you might be homophobic?
Look, there is. It's that man, Richard Reed, who does the Entertainment Report.
I'm telling you!
He needs to have a tyre set on fire and put around his head.
He is a real fag, isn't he?
Look, it's just those lips and that sort of fake enthusiasm for everything. Oh. And he thinks he's all that, and I don't think he is.
You know, the fact that he talks to Richard Wilkins with any kind of enthusiasm frightens me.
Yes.
Do you know what I hate about him? I hate the way he appears on camera with his shirt unbuttoned down to his navel.
Why does he do
like his fucking
that?
God's gift to Porter Street. And it's like, do you know what? You are lucky to be allowed to pay for your parking, you are so ugly. Like, you are so unattractive. You should come in a tin, bitch. What are you doing? Showing me your tits on morning television.
Please
put it away.
You don't. Put it away. Put it all away.
You know the other thing that freaks me out about him is his face is so smooth because he's got so much makeup on. And then he has the most chickeny neck I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
No, they've got to do something about that.
Gobble,
maybe just
gobble.
A peg at the back of his neck.
Yes. A bulldog clip.
Yeah, well, maybe that'd do it.
He should stick to just doing radio. I shouldn't slag him off. He fills in for me when I'm sick at my job.
Well, that is a very good thing, Adam, because your job is assured now for all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
No need to look over your shoulder.
No.
Get the really talentless Gumby guy to fill in when you're
away. I would hate to look over my shoulder and see that.
Political animal you are.
If Richard Reed ever looks over his shoulder, you'll be knocked unconscious by his neck fat.
His turkey bottle will just send you flying.
All right.
Oh, you're horrible people. I love it.
All right, George. Do you kiss on the first date?
Always.
All right.
If they want to kiss me, I won't chase them around the house.
There's no whackety sax.
No.
Oh, and I've been sort of Mrs. Slocum character these days. Watching the poor young thing. Now, I would kiss on the first date. I probably wouldn't root somebody on the first date.
Have you?
It's been so long.
Yeah.
I've had to worry about the idea. Oh, to be called a slut again.
Oh, bless.
Oh, boom.
Oh, look, I've got enough of it for both of us, George.
Okay, good.
You know,
someone's
got to
be doing it. Yeah, let me live vicariously.
Do you know what? I think that is a great position. I think that is a great policy to have, to just give up a bit, but not the works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Keep your mystery.
A little bit of mystery that goes a long way.
I mean, I will only kiss on a first date, but I have to have seen a cock shot. Yeah.
And when he says kiss, he means rim.
Yeah. Like kiss on the first date.
Oh, on the date. Oh,
yeah. On the actual first date. Yeah.
Yeah. On the first date in the queue of men that he's about to pass. Yeah.
I mean, I'll felch on the first date.
Oh, yeah.
Dating is a sacred act between a man and a woman who love each other very much, open to the possibility of procreation. Other than that, everything else goes.
Oh my God, felching. Speaking of felch, which do you prefer, Funny Girl or Yentl?
Yentl.
Yentl.
Oh, my Yentl. Girl.
You love Yentl.
I've always had, well, for a start, the problem with Funny Girl is she isn't very funny. Right.
No, she's funny looking, I think.
Funny looking.
That's right. So call it Funny Looking Girl or Picasso Head or something. You know, because when you're trying to be a funny girl, you don't need her, the likes of Barb, wrecking it for you.
No.
But I like Yentl. I like the sort of bookish type and the tomboy and, you know, I think it was a good film.
I think it's cute, that sort of bookish, you know, nerdy, self-indulgent ego trip.
Yeah, cross-dressing. That sort of thing.
Well, it is, you know, the gayest film in the world because it has Barbara Streisand in drag.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best.
So I believe that is a record that will never be beaten.
No. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen her concert where she sings Piece of Sky with herself as a little girl, like this actress playing her as a little girl?
Oh, no.
And then herself now, obviously, on the stage, and then herself on the big screen.
Oh, wow.
Like it's a triet or whatever.
It's like Beyonce at the VMA Awards.
Yes. It is so self-indulgent. Wow. It's out of control.
There should be some sort of narcissist net that drops down from the roof. Sorry, you've broken the rule. That's it.
And lined with photos of Barbara Streisand, so she won't worry.
Oh, won't
that's
notice.
Great. Oh, yeah, look, it's all
about me.
Like a possum trap.
Yes.
Get her in.
Peter the Possum Man.
Look in here. There are more pictures of Barbara. Are there really? Oh my God, I'm so old. No, it's all over.
My favourite Barbara moment was when she appeared on Oprah and she had like her trademark white microphone.
Yes.
And Oprah went, "Where did you get that microphone?" And Barbara's like, "It's mine. I bought it." And it was like two cobras facing off. I was like, which one of these bitches is going to be the first to tear off the plastic mask over their heads and reveal their fangs?
Kill each other. Oh, you need a bit of Ebony and Ivory playing in the background.
All right. It's time to ask one of the most important gay questions in the interrogation. Oscar Wilde or Kenneth Williams?
Oscar Wilde for mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Classic. Classicist.
I want to say Oscar Wilde, but I know I'd laugh more at Kenneth Williams.
Yes.
Matron.
Oh, look, I love Oscar Wilde. I can't pretend I don't. I just love him so very much. Oh. Or maybe I just love Stephen Fry.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, well,
who played him once
enough.
In a movie.
And it could be confused. Yeah. I love Wilde. Wild Boy.
Wild Boy.
Why did he ever adopt that name?
Why didn't he adopt that name? Wild Boy.
Wild Boy.
Maybe because Duran Duran hadn't sung the song yet.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Wild
maybe.
Boys hadn't been invented yet.
Yes.
All right. Your final question now, George McEncrow.
Yep.
Complete this sentence. Not without my...
I can't complete the sentence. I don't know. Phone? I don't know. Oh, that's the lamest thing I've ever said. Ever.
That's just something that you actually just said.
Yeah.
That is the worst thing I've ever said.
Oh, George, it was all going so... What would Oscar say?
What would Oscar say?
What would Oscar say when you come up with a lame response like that?
Yeah, oh, he would dump me, but...
Yeah,
he'd already dump me because I don't go that way. But I don't... Yeah, that's really pathetic. I really should have put more thought into that.
I was expecting an Oscar Wilde-esque. I was not without my genius.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Not without my wit.
Not without my cock shot.
Not without my cock print.
my fanfold cock prints.
Not without my three-way duet with myself as a young girl and me on a movie.
Not without my Barbara trap.
Not without my knee.
You could take her out and release her into the wilderness and hope that she doesn't make her way back into your room.
Well, we can't. What if she breeds?
She would be.
It'd be like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. It's just, your cat's cutting up herself over and over again.
She would breed like a hermaphroditic snail.
It'd be like Contagion.
There'd be thousands of little Barbaras running around in people's rooms.
Oh, God.
With their long nails and their white mice.
I think I've got a Babs living in my roof. Oh.
What is that banging on the roof? Papa, can you hear me?
Oh, God. Alfred Hitchcock film. The Babs. Barbara Streisand banging on the window. Oscars! Oscars!
Well, George, I think you've inspired us to some kind of insanity.
I'm so glad. I think I'm still half cut. I think I'm actually too pissed a parent today. Is there an outpause anywhere here?
One or two of them is old enough to look after the others, surely.
Oh, you'd hope so. You'd really hope so. Oh, my God. I want someone to breathalyze me and then make me pull over. I'll just sleep on the nature strip for a few hours. Oh, my God. Oh, mental.
Oh, thanks, George.
No, thank you. Darling. That was very, very, very good fun.
That was madness. We
you
love
are
you all.
The most evil people I've ever dealt with.
Hooray.
And likewise, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel so much kinder for just having been in your company.
That's the service we provide, George.
Bless you all. Be nice to Adam. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Talking Puffy Live is coming to Adelaide for the Feast Festival this November, so don't delay. If you work in the hospitality or accommodation industries in central Adelaide, make sure to take annual leave or complete your medical degree before November 16. That is unless you like spooning spew from a spa bath. Full details and bookings at talkingpuffy.com.au. Love.
Don't insert a digit.
Puffcast. Oh, dear.
It's that time again, isn't
it? It's getting weirder and stranger.
You can smell it.
And slightly annoying. Yeah. It's time to ask the question, where is Wes Snelling? Wes? Hello, Wes.
Hello.
Where are you?
Can I just say, sometimes during this segment, I get like flashes of light around the edge of my vision.
That's the Carl Sandilan syndrome.
Yeah, I just, and sometimes I black out. So we'll see how this one goes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Thailand series?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, he's the podcast's own alopecia medication.
So where are you? What can you see? And if you say colour and movement, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'll do another version of it. Oh, my God, it looks like a pink flamingo threw up in here.
Oh, Beaches. No. Oh. That is a line from Beaches, though, isn't it?
That is a line from Beaches. Yeah. There's also an old man passed out in the corner. Four trashed girls here on a hen's night. Oh, and God. Rhythm of the Night by Corona is currently playing.
Are we at the Peel?
No.
Are you at the Greyhound in 1999?
No.
Are you in Melbourne? Is it? It's obviously a club. Are you in Melbourne?
I'm not in Melbourne.
Are you in Australia?
Oh. No.
Oh.
Ooh. Are you at CC Bloom's in Edinburgh?
Toby!
If you haven't been, for those listeners who haven't been, the CC Blooms in Edinburgh, I highly recommend you don't go.
Oh, no, it's great.
And if you want to do some kind of amusing dance that may involve you dropping to your knees on the dance floor, be aware that Scottish people drink pints of beer and drink them sideways, so there's at least 4 inches of beer on the dance floor, and it's like being a fucking Lord of the Dance, splashing around,
singing
everywhere.
In the rain.
Did I've had the time of my life go horribly wrong for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe I was giving someone a gobby in the toilets. Anyway, wherever it was,
that was me.
Oh, how awkward.
Christ.
Oh, Christ the
Well, if you're at Kaka Blooms, I feel very sorry for you.
Kaka Blooms.
Oh, well, thank you for reminding us how delightful Kaka Bloomays of Edinburgh is.
Wesley.
See you next time. Axe this segment.
What is this subliminal message I keep getting?
I don't know. I think he said have this segment more often.
Yeah. I think he said axe for this segment more often. His English is very bad.
Okay, gotta go, bye.
There he goes. Where's Snelling?
Hey, hello. Catch up with him again later. Yeah.
What a precious jewel.
Yes, only come can be used as a verb as well.
Poofcast.
Woohoo!
Woo.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't sound that excited, should I?
No, probably not.
It's time for our sponsor.
Don't we just love it?
Yes, from the wrong'uns chain, it's Grunty McFuckring.
Right, you windy... hang on, I was going to call you dipshits, but then I realised you have not worked nearly as hard as you need to get a promotion that big. Let's stick with your current title, namely, Flyblown Husks That Failure Forgot. Well, fuckwits, summer's around the corner and fuck that for a joke, because exactly what the world doesn't need more of is faggots tanning their nipples at streetside cafes on Darlinghurst Road, clogging up the fucking traffic when I'm trying to cross town in time to pick up Pedro from Ken's after school. Furthermore, fuck the beach. Whose fucking idea was the beach? Complete bullshit. Not thought through. What clodhopper was sitting around one day thinking to himself, fuck me, I don't have nearly enough sand up my asshole, slowly sandpapering the delicate tissue I require to snaffle my next overseas holiday. Plus, what I would really like underfoot is a potpourri of dog turds, used fits and plastic six-pack rings to really complete my dream holiday. Somehow sitting on a couch in the comfort and privacy of my own home doesn't hold any charm for me anymore. Oh, by the way, I really hope my grandmother administers some extreme ball torture to me at Christmas fucking dinner, because that's the kind of perverse carnival of mental spasticity I am for dreaming up the arse about self-harming soul a nightmare that is the fucking beach. Anyway, it's as good an excuse as any to throw a foam party. You know, the mercury hits 24 and suddenly every brainless toe-toucher in town, by which I mean every toe-toucher in town, can't wait for the chance to strap on a pair of Speedos so small Bieber wouldn't wear them and so expensive he couldn't afford to borrow them overnight, prance around in soap suds for 4 hours like he's in an ad for rainbow-coloured singing tampons or some bullshit. I can't fucking stand them. The whole joint smells like piss in the shower for weeks afterwards. And it makes it all too easy for the bussies to grease their way out of my grip when it's time to restock the fridges, if you know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean fuck them in their bums with my penis during their breaks. But you sell a shedload of booze and I says that counts as the annual carpet steam clean to the boot. Truth be told, I'm killing two birds with one stone. My idiot twin brother, Chunky McFuckering.
Chunky!
Fucking Chunky has bought a half share in a hand car wash business. So it's a neat way of buying the douche spill some free detergent. The fucking chromosome got talked into buying 50% of a mobile pop-up hand car wash service. Yeah, that's right. Some triad took 24 grand off him for a sponge and a bucket. Fuck me, what a guy. I have so much admiration for that triad. Anyway, come on down to the wrong'uns chain of national gay bars and mobile pop-up hand car washes for our green grass of foam party this weekend.
Thank you, Grunty.
Thank you, Grunty.
I want to go to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Let's face it. All I know how to do is take off my clothes.
Poofcast.
Oh, it is time for another installment of the Poofstery. Mother Paul Horan is here for our edification and education.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Let us open the dusty pages of the volume of Poofstery.
I thought you were saying my pants.
And delve within...
Well, the dusty pages of your pants.
To find the dusty pages of your pants.
And judging by this week's Wes, it has not rubbed off at all, so we're giving him another shot to be educated. Are you ready for education, Wes?
No. That's the
spirit.
Yes. Go on, teach me something.
Yes. Think right. Okay, first of all, just before I start this one, some exciting news. In the next couple of weeks, the Californian Senate will confirm that all schools in California have to teach gay history.
Yes.
Oh, and this is
get just, out.
There's been a number of ballots that have fallen over and it's gone through and grown through. But eventually, it looks now that they really will have to teach gay history.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Wow. They'll finally find out that Portia de Rossi is Mandy Rogers from Geelong.
Yes.
This will be officially on the record. Yeah. Schools around Los Angeles.
Are you expecting a speaking tour or something?
I am.
Yeah.
But how long would it go? Like, would it go for, you know, would it be a subject that's year 9, 10, 11, 12? Like, look, how much gay history is there?
Grade 3.
Yeah.
The history of fisting.
Some angry drag queens had a fight in the street, and now we're all free. Thank you.
Latex was invented in this year. So it's all very exciting. But the history books that they'll now have to write.
Oh,
my first gay history. That's going to be a hoot.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about subjects like gay maths. Like, you're 10 miles from the gay bar.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend is 25 miles from the gay bar. How long until Astrid gets here to pick you up?
Galgebra.
Well, you know, the kids' books, you know, Daddy's in prison for sodomy. You know, things like that. Storybooks.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Totally rewritten. Totally changed.
But back to history. Today, I'd like to take us to China.
Oh, lovely.
China. Massively gay.
Really?
Yeah. History of China, massively, massively gay. The first recorded emperor of China is the Yellow Emperor, and this is like 2,000 years before.
Can I just say I'm very proud of all of you for making a joke about the Yellow Emperor.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm really, thanks. who invented the golden shower? No.
Mother whoring, you spoiled it. We're on our best behaviour.
We were behaving so well in our class.
I was sure we were going to get an ice cream on the way home. Now.
That's it. I'm passing notes to
So the Yellow Emperor basically was the emperor that first started to take male lovers. And this is quite well documented in poetry and everything at the time. And what we know mainly about early Chinese history comes from court poetry and court records. And Chinese poetry, I don't know whether you read it. Gentlemen,
no.
I'm looking at blank faces.
I'm familiar with that, you know, yellow locks it up the bum, I'm familiar with that one.
But aside from that one.
You're alone there, I think.
Aside from the songs of early Chinese AFL footy trips, there is an entirely long history of court, very elaborate, very metaphorical poetry.
Was one
in
of
the Chinese
colours of the world spice up your life?
No, actually, isn't that? Yeah.
Because they had the Spice Road, I thought.
Yeah.
Of course.
So basically, and the euphemisms are brilliant, and I think we should all use them. A penis in Chinese poetry is called the Jade Stalk.
Yeah. Were they green?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think it's precious. The idea is the most precious, beautiful. But it's still green. Anyway.
Yeah.
But there are two things that come to us.
I'm sure Jade Stalk was on X Factor last night. Anyway.
I love her. The two things two phrases that are still used in China today, and some of these are thousands of years old, that you can often hear all the time. First of all, if you say, if you're trying to be a euphemism about a gay man, you might say he enjoys the pleasures of the bitten peach.
And
this comes from a story of a emperor who had a bit of a favourite, and his name was Mitzi. I'm not too sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, but it's 500 BC. Mizzy, but I'm going to call him Mitzi. Anyway, he basically was, him and the emperor were walking through a peach orchard. He took a peach, bit it, and then gave it to the emperor and saying, would you like this? And the emperor was so taken with this gesture, which he basically said, he has forgotten his own mouth and given the peach to me.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
And everyone kind of went, ooh. But the other part of the story is that when this the favourite eventually got fat and ugly, the emperor then spun this story a different way.
When Mitzi became Maxi.
Yeah. He said, yeah, send him away, shoot him, execute him, whatever. You know, once he gave me a half-eaten peach. So
we know he was definitely gay.
He could turn on a dime, that bitch.
And it's always about stone.
So basically...
always about stone.
But you can still hear this today, and this is a euphemism still used in the media in China. Now, the other one...
half-eaten peach. I thought it was going to be something to do with his ass.
Yeah. The other one...
I thought it was going to be about shit dribbling down your chin.
I'm rereading James and the Giant Peach. With a whole new meaning.
The other one that comes from about 2,000 years ago is the way of the cut sleeve.
Oh.
Now, yet again, an emperor takes a bit of a boy lover. It's getting repetitive, I know. Basically, used to sleep in the afternoons with his boyfriend. Boyfriend goes to sleep on his arm, and instead of waking him up,
he cut
his sleeve so that the boyfriend could keep on sleeping. And that's seen as a really quite a nice romantic euphemism. Right. Yeah. So, yes. So, if you're in China and people say, you know, do you like peaches? Yeah. Or recently cut off your sleeve.
Don't walk around in a t-shirt eating peaches. You will be mobbed.
So, there you are.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Oh, and are these all, for want of a better word, ancient stories? Or like,
yeah, they're
are they
all...
to any extent contemporary?
They're all around about 2,000 years old, both of those stories.
Wow. And then since then, nothing?
Since then, there was a lot of stuff, but a lot of... there used to be a huge body of gay erotica, and especially gay paintings. They're all wiped out in the Cultural Revolution in the 50s, 60s. So we don't kind of know that much. But
by notorious power bottom Mao Zedong.
But but I do know
Mao Zedong.
But if you're in a nightclub today, there is a Chinese word for bear, so they call each other bears.
Yeah.
But there's
there are Chinese bears,
but there is no
pandas, babe.
Yeah,
pandas.
But this is very interesting. There is no twinks. They don't have a word for twink, but they call twinks monkeys.
Oh.
So you're a monkey if you're a twink. And also, if you're a man who loves a bear, here we might call him a cub, there you call him a baboon. I had no idea why.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a red raw ass?
It's kind of disturbingly interspecies.
Well, it's a bit like an episode of Monkey. Yeah, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So there you go.
Are. I would be Pigsy.
I would remain confused by Tripitaka to the end of my days.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Mother Horan.
Yeah.
Look, a pleasure.
Great work.
Oh, I'm going to go and pick myself up some Chinese bear.
Done that before.
It's not a musical. Poofcast.
Well, that was underwhelming.
Yeah.
The 50th podcast.
Wasn't it?
You know, I don't like when they do a special episode for, like, you know, so the 50th or whatever of something.
It's a bit self-indulgent, isn't it?
And then you go, well, why aren't they that good all the time? Why have you pulled out the stops for this one? Which is why we've delivered the same underwhelming shit we do every week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Inspired by James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Our special occasion.
Well, I think in terms of, like, wedding anniversaries, like the 50th year, you know, it's like 25, you know, 5 years is 10 or something, and I'll even die.
Yeah, yeah.
I think 50th is mediocrity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, and I think we've really delivered.
It's our Jubilee Poofcast.
Yes. Our gift to you is...
We should have had Thomas Jaspers on to do a Jubilee.
Oh, we should have. But, you know.
And he could have banged on about the fucking Queen for 20 minutes and we could have cut it out and put it in the deleted scene.
Yes. Oh, thank God we didn't call her.
Yeah.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.